What's up, guys? From Driver101.com. Let's talk about the power of quitting. One of the biggest things that you always hear, especially when you're a rookie, is that you don't want to jump around from company to company. That is kind of bull. You got to jump around a little bit. You know, if you do your research, even if you do your research, sometimes you can still end up in a situation where things change and you need to move on. And being broke should not be an option. You didn't come out here on the road to be broke. So you need to think about what's your minimum, what you need to live and save money, a significant amount, and that's what you need to go for at all times. You know, sitting around saying, I'm a good, loyal employee for 50 years making nothing is stupid. You know, I've done the stupid. And the thing is, it doesn't really come from being stupid. It comes from fear. It comes from not thinking that you're going to get another job. But you will get another job. Freight is still moving. Truck drivers are still going. They ain't replaced us yet, you know, with computers. So don't waste your time thinking that you're going to automatically wake up the next day and your career is going to be over because you got 3 jobs in 6 months. It's not going to happen. You know, the best thing you can always do when you're in a difficult situation is quit. You know, quitting has always been the best thing lately. You know, like I worked for Warner Enterprises for almost 6 or 7 years. And then I quit. Things weren't working out. Hadn't been really working for the last 3 years. And I stayed like an idiot. Then when I left there, I went to, more than that, because I've been doing this for 10 years. So let's see, when did I quit? 2011. So that was... Let's see, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, yeah, six, 7 years. Yeah, it's about 6, 7 years. So anyway, I quit there and I went to Falcon. That was pretty good because I was able to get home more. But it just started to fall through. Things changed. They weren't running the same way. So then I went on to another company. The company I'm at now is pretty good. You know, it's okay. It's not great. I'll probably be here for a year or so, and then I'll probably be moving on to the next one. It's not so much a matter of staying out of loyalty. It's just that nothing's wrong right now, but things are changing here and going in a negative way, and I don't want to sit around and wait for it to get too negative to where it starts affecting my wallet. But, I mean, that's the kind of mentality you got to keep. You know, you always got to keep a good company in your back pocket, you know. But, you know, I actually like the company I'm with. I just wish, you know, the customer didn't have us sitting all day. And it ends up meaning I get off at, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, which is just not good when you're trying to get in the next day on time. So, as far as I'm concerned, it's like I got to, you know, it's forcing me to make some decisions that I wish I didn't have to make. But... that being said, you know, things like that happen, and you got to make the right decision for yourself. So, and the key thing of getting to that place where you fit in is to quit. You know, don't be loyal. You know, there's no reward for loyalty in trucking or in any industry nowadays. I mean, there's just no reward, you know. And you see so many guys. I mean, I talked to one guy in orientation back at Falcon. He has stayed with, I can't remember the companies with... but he was making $300 a week or less. I told him, like, dude, you could, you know, like, I left Warner because I was making $500 a week. And I wanted to be making, like, $600 or $700 a week. You know, here I make pretty good money here, but the problem is just the lack of consistency. And like I said, the customer just holding us over so long. But that being said... you know, things change. You got to move on. Don't stick anywhere where it's not working out. Because your light man does not understand your problems. All they understand is, where's the money? All right, guys. TruckDriver101.com. The whole gist of this is, don't be that guy, that trucker you see, who's broke beyond belief. You know, don't be an owner-operator out here stealing fuel because you can't take the reality that that company you're with is not running you good enough. And maybe you need to get out of the owner-operating game and not be out here stealing fuel. You know, when I see stuff like that, you know, when you hear guys get their fuel stolen, you feel bad for them because you know And that happened because that guy can't face reality. You know, sometimes you got to quit. It's the best thing you can do for your money. It's the best thing you can do in your life sometimes. I felt great when I quit Warner. I felt great when I quit Falcon. And if things keep going bad here, I'll feel great when I leave. All right, guys, TruckDriver101.com.